course, they claim that citrus fruit won't be damaged until it stays about 28 for 8 or 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if it stays cold longer than that, it'll be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And,
don't they use, what do they call them, smudge pots or something like that down here?
Uh-huh.
Are they still using for orange crops?
Yes, they use some type of a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Open fires, I think they used to use just wood.
Mm-hmm.
And they have banned that, I think, but you can still use a smudge pot, I believe. But they've regulated it so you won't cause too much atmospheric trouble, you know.
All Florida is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What might you call the policemen and the firemen? Do they have either slang names for either policemen or firemen? Either good or bad.
Oh, policemen are called cops, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I know they have a lot of other names they call them nowadays, but
mm-hmm.
And the firemen, I don't know, just a fireman as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what other names have you heard for the policemen, say, in the news or from living in the Tampa area?
What is his name they call him nowadays? Pigs?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, I've read about that, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I've never actually heard any of them call that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall right now. There are a lot of names that they've called policemen,
mm-hmm.
and I can't recall what they are. It's like cops, or police, or...
Mm-hmm. It probably depends on what point in time that you had in contact. What might you call the place where the police would stay? And where is their office now?
The police station?
Okay. And the place where the firemen might stay?
Well, that'd be the fire station.
Okay. If a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would he spend the night in jail without bail or friends available?
Where would he?
Mm-hmm.
In the city jail.
Okay. But have you ever heard it called anything else other than the city jail?
Well, they used to have a place here in Tampa called the Stockade that they would keep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's where they'd send them out there and then they'd put them out on work groups, you know, and have them sweeping the streets and things like that.
That's good. That's good exercise.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the term drunk tank?
Yeah, I've heard of that, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And down in Tampa here?
Yeah, that would be in the city jail, I guess, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, what might a policeman carry for protection?
Well, he called carries a club or a billy, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a revolver or gun of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some names that you've heard in Tampa area for prostitute?
Well, they're whores.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a name there. That the movies made popular ones. I've never heard it in use except I've seen these books that's advertising of the movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's about the only names I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What might you call the billing where several prostitutes might work?
Well, they call that a whorehouse or a bloody house or that's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard a call like that? Was it a house of ill repute?
Oh yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some writer would call it that because he wants it.